We are back at Eventon Gwynn Apartment Homes in Lawrenceville. It's the grand opening ceremony tonight and the ribbon cutting. I'm joined now by David Singer and Jay Sonny, and you guys are connected to the community here. Talk about how you're involved.
Sure, that's right. Thanks, Mike. This is David here. We're connected in the sense that, you know, we help this project come to fruition from conception to through construction and into delivery. And well, we can't celebrate a grand opening without celebrating our residents, right? And so a big part of the celebration tonight is celebrating all of the wonderful residents that we've had. You know, trust in the property, trust in our team, and call this wonderful community home, a community that could not have come to fruition without someone like Jay and his team, you know, believing in this community as well and achieving the execution on this one.
And Jay?
I will echo exactly that. It's Eventon and BVT have been partners for quite some time and delivered a lot of these projects, beautiful communities together. And it's always great to see something come across your desk, you know, that's an idea, you know, on a piece of paper or on the screen and turns into what we see today, which is a community and a home for a lot of these people. And we're proud to deal with Eventon, and they delivered a great product here as they do everywhere else. Beautiful to see all the noises and the people, rather, the residents just enjoying it.
Yeah, what's the vibe been like tonight downstairs?
Great.
Been very lighthearted. I think everyone is really enjoying the charcuterie pool table out
it's
there
a great idea,
surrounding the carved block of ice. So I think everyone is really, you know, feeling elated, lighthearted. It's a beautiful day out here in Atlanta and a wonderful time to sip a drink poolside at our luxury, you know, hospitality-inspired pool deck out here.
I've had the pleasure of talking to some residents tonight, some that have been here only 2 weeks and some that have been here about 4 or 5 months, and they all speak fabulously about the property. What is it that makes this community so special?
I would say anyone that comes here, you'll immediately notice that the aesthetics. From the moment you step in, you notice the landscaping. You come inside, you notice the 10,000 square foot clubhouse, the beautiful pool, you know, top-notch finishes inside the units. It's just something you have to see in person to really notice. And I'm sure residents and you know, prospective residents that are touring the market, go somewhere else, sure, you'll see it. But then you come here and you'll notice the difference. So,
and I love your point about the landscaping. You know, upon arrival, it feels like a community that's been here. But when you take your first step inside, you know, it feels brand spanking new, right? And so, you know, speaking to residents, they've all been elated with the quality of the product, the expansiveness, and the quality of the amenities. There's just so much to do, and quite frankly, there's not another pickleball court within a few miles of this property. So for those who are tennis or tennis adjacent inclined, it's an exciting place to be for them.
David, talk about the amenities. What will you find here on the property?
Yeah, absolutely. So within the property, one thing that stands out is a pretty vast double height fitness center that's competes pretty well with Lifetime Fitness, if I may say, alongside, you know, expansive club room, game room, all double height, vast, very expansive feeling spaces. We've got a massive, massive co-working space at our second level of this two-story clubhouse. We've got numerous day offices, private day offices, I think about 8, you know, each with full glass doors and murals within that all are inspiring and enlivening, in addition to, you know, communal co-work spaces, conference rooms, podcast rooms, such as the one that we're sitting in right now. It's working pretty well, if I may say.
Yeah, this is the first apartment community where I've ever been in an actual podcast room. So that is really cool. Jay, your favorite amenity on the property?
Mine has to be the pool. And matter of fact, if it wasn't a business event, I'd be like, you know, jumping in. But
you'd be jumping in there now.
but it's, you know, you see the hammocks outside. You see just the lounge chairs and, you know, the grills and just loving out there. And the lobby's not too shabby either, if I may say so.
Quite a gem. I love the pool pavilion on the other side of the pool deck. It's got its own seating area in front of the TV where you can chit chat and hang out with friends, but it's also got a bar where you can offer your own hospitality, you know, invite friends over, you know, serve them drinks and have fun at the pool for a wonderful summer day.
Talk about the culture and the staff that you have here on site.
It's great. Again, once, you know, people come in and you'll meet Brett and the rest of the team. Brett's the community manager. He's our absolute rock star. He's done such a great job with, you know, local outreach and just getting the community to, you know, get our name out there and making those connections, right? Ultimately, it is about people and the people that, you know, hopefully want to move here. And he's just great and keeps a very nice atmosphere.
Yeah, absolutely. And just to echo Jay's comments, I mean, they're vibrant, they're enthusiastic, but with an undertone of service to make sure that everyone has a wonderful experience, whether you're just coming in for a tour or if you're a resident, you know, living here 24 hours a day. So the team out here, you know, understands what levers to pull with every person they interact with.
David, you had a chance to talk to the group that's attending the event tonight. What was your message to them?
My message was, for the most part, you know, thank you. We had a pretty diverse group out there today, a mix of folks who have contributed to making this community a reality and other folks who have bought into that offering and have decided to sign the dotted line on their leases and call this community home. And so the message was generally, you know, thanks, and that we're excited to make this community a wonderful place for people to live for a long time to come.
I have to ask the question, whose idea was the llamas?
Good question.
It's definitely Jay.
We'll take the blame for that. No, it was a great idea, and yeah.
Oh, it's unique. I mean, I've never been anywhere to any kind of a ribbon ceremony where you've had llamas.
Right. No, it was a great idea, and they're super well behaved.
And all dressed up and everything with their nice hats.
Definitely more professional than some of the construction meetings I've had in recent
That's
years.
Right.
Speaking of hats, like the llamas were wearing, if you had to put on your sales hat right now, what would each of you tell somebody that's looking for their next home?
I would say, it sounds like a broken record maybe, but come here. You'll see the difference with your own eyes. You'll get the service. You'll get the product. And we can't wait for you to call it home and make some of your best memories here.
That's right. And you know, I would say where you live is a choice, and how you want to live your life is a choice. And all the choices you make, you know, play into the reality of life that you live, right? And so, you know, to Jay's point, come take a visit, walk through our model unit, and picture yourself waking up in a home like this every single day. It's certainly an uplifting experience, an opportunity to come home and release the stresses of your workday, you know, come home, relax. You can explore any of the numerous amenities we've got. You can enjoy, you know, cook yourself a wonderful meal in the modern high-end kitchens that every home has. And if you rent a B1 unit, there's a 5x5 shower with 2 shower heads that you can...
Some of the residents already mentioned that.
Yeah. So, you know, it's an opportunity to live life to the fullest in a modern, luxurious home at an affordable price.
And I would just say, I've lived in a community similar to this, right? And they call it a community for a reason. It's not just an apartment complex, it's a community. And again, it sounds a little corny, but you do meet so many nice people, and those people can become some of your best friends. I've experienced this myself, and it's just great, right? I mean, that's what life's about, making those connections with people and living life to the fullest, as David said.
You get to know your neighbors. For those that would like to find out more about Event in Gwin, what is the website?
I would just type liveaventongwin.com, right? Or just search for Aventon Gwin on Google.
Live Aventon Gwin.
Liveaventongwin.com is the website?
That's right.
Okay. And Aventon Gwin, for those, just to make sure you know how to spell it right, A-V-E-N-T-O-N, and Gwin is G-W-Y-N-N. Congratulations, gentlemen. You guys having a great time tonight?
We are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Top notch. Best party I've been to in a very long time.
Well, probably the first one to ever had llamas on site. David Singer and Jay Sani, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Mike. In your very own podcast room.
I've never been on one before. This is something I'll never forget. So
thank you.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Thank you.